This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he is standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Biden spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Despite it all, Biden said he stands squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse, saying he had warned President Ashraf Ghani to prepare to fight a civil war with the Taliban after American troops left. A Taliban official has announced a general amnesty for all in Afghanistan and urged women to join its government. A member of the Taliban's Cultural Commission made the comments Tuesday on Afghan state television, which the militants now control. He said the Islamic Emirate don't want women to be victims, adding that the structure of the government remains unclear. But he added that based on experience, there should be a fully Islamic leadership and all sides should join. The swift Taliban takeover of Afghanistan has news organizations simultaneously trying to cover the story, protect their journalists and families, and help people who have done work for them over the past two decades. Video of chaotic scenes from the Kabul airport were frequently repeated during news reports of the fast-developing story Monday, which President Joe Biden addressed in a speech to the nation. CNN reporter Clarissa Ward, in an interview from Afghanistan, said even Taliban fighters she had spoken to were surprised at the speed with which the country fell. This is VOA News. Tropical Depression Grace has begun drenching Haiti. Just 2 days after a powerful earthquake struck the impoverished Caribbean nation. The storm on Monday added to the misery of the thousands of people who lost loved ones, were injured, or became homeless. Grace has also forced overwhelmed hospitals and rescuers to act quickly. The country's southwestern area was hit by the hardest by Saturday's earthquake. It began to see heavy rain and strong winds overnight after nightfall, and officials warned that rainfall could reach 15 inches in some areas. Haiti's capital also saw heavy rains. The storm arrived as officials raised the earthquake's death toll to 1,419. Rescuers recovered more bodies Monday from the severe flooding that devastated parts of Turkey's Black Sea coast last week, bringing the death toll to at least 77. Torrential rains battered the country's northwestern Black Sea provinces on August 11th, causing floods that demolished homes and bridges, swept away cars, and blocked access to numerous roads. U.S. experts are expected to recommend COVID-19 vaccine boosters for all Americans, regardless of age, 8 months after they receive their second dose of the shot. The goal is to ensure lasting protection against the coronavirus as the Delta variant spreads across the country. That's according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal deliberations. An announcement was expected as soon as this week, with doses beginning to be administered widely once the Food and Drug Administration formally approves the vaccines. U.S. health officials recommended boosters last week for some with weakened immune systems. The summer surge of the highly infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus made for a disruptive start of the U.S. school year in many parts of the country Monday. Parents, school boards, and politicians clashed over whether students and teachers should be required to wear masks. Confusion reigned in several Texas school districts after the state Supreme Court stopped mask mandates in two of the state's largest school districts. An Arizona judge upheld a mask mandate in a Phoenix district despite a new state law prohibiting such mandates. In one Colorado county, posted sheriff's deputies in schools on the first day of classes as a precaution after parents protested and a last-minute mask mandate. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.